Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hello and welcome to all our Bulldog Podcast listeners. Today we are doing our second episode of the mental health mini series, and we have a new guest on today. Your hosts today are Abigail Mitchell and Samuel Gilman, in case you're wondering. And yeah, our special guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Danny Caraher. They call me Dr. C here at Dwight Englewood. I'm a licensed clinical and school psychologist, though I'm not the school's psychologist. I'm the chair of the Human Development Department and teach AP psychology.
Thank you for that. So let's get right into it. As a psychologist, what do you think a big mental health problem in general for kids our age is?
I think specifically for Dwight Englewood, like whenever we ask this question, I think the adults think it's going to be the pandemic and it's going to be bigger issues. But schoolwork and school pressure is still big, I think, on students' minds. Obviously now, right, the third year of the pandemic, how that's affecting all of you, your socialization, just all the things that have been taken away, and trying to find the new normal, I think is obviously super big right now too.
Yeah, of course, especially since Omicron, there's been a lot that's changing.
Yes.
So like, what do you think it's would kind of be like a good idea for us as like the school or as a community to do to kind of help out with that?
Well, not to toot the own horn of my department, but I'm glad we have the 10th grade seminar, which is all about mental health. We didn't have that until, maybe 4 years ago. So we're introducing students at a very early age to things like cognitive restructuring and mindfulness, and learning that there's good stress and bad stress, and how to deal with like the day-to-day things that we have to deal with. I think we could do more of that, right? Right now, sort of behind the scenes, breaking news, we're thinking about like even just hanging up posters around the school to help people. So like you're sitting in my office right now, and I have all these posters about neurodiversity and anxiety and keeping your head up, things like that. I also think again, we're about to have a faculty training specifically about mental health for the entire faculty, because right, like some teachers didn't I've had this training because I'm a psychologist, but a lot of teachers haven't. They know math and they know history and they know science and they know it really well. But when it comes to like a girl crying in the hallway, it might not be their forte. So trying to give the adults here a little bit more knowledge about ways to intervene and how you don't have to be a psychologist and do therapy. You can just check in with people and that can go a long way, things like that.
Wow, that sounds really great. And then in terms of student, just throughout the day, what do you think they could do? Just maybe if they're feeling stressed about a test or just something, what do you think they could do to maybe recenter themselves or help themselves with their mental health?
It's sort of become a mantra this year. I think we the faculty had a training with a pretty famous psychologist at the beginning of the year, and she told this thing which I had already known, but like now I use it a lot more often. Literally just taking a breath. I sound like a bumper sticker, but when you just take a deep breath, your body and your brain actually know that you're safe, and there are neurological differences that can happen. I don't know if you've heard of the fight or flight response, right? We walk around, especially, in these masks and with all the restrictions, we're in like a fight, mood, or constantly like, getting ready to, defend ourselves, rightfully so. But we're also safe in many ways. And when you take a deep breath, you're just reminding your body that it's going to be okay, right? And again, in 10th grade seminar, we teach students a little bit about cognitive restructuring. Like, if I hear a student say, like, oh my God, I'm going to die if I fail this test, or my life will be over. No, like, if you say things like, I'm going to be really disappointed if I don't do well. I hope I do well. I know that sounds like just like a minor change, but those ways of changing the way you think can go a long way to like lowering, your stress.
Yeah, I actually really appreciate that. It is sometimes like the small things that like, you know, make the biggest change. But like ultimately for our students, like what do you think, like what can you talk a little bit about like the resources we have and like not just people we can go to, like specifically people we can go to, but also like what like specific steps we can do?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the people you can go to, right? Hopefully your advisors, hopefully, you know, certain teachers. I've never worked in a school where the student-teacher relationships are so strong, right? And that people can check in with each other. I think in terms of specific steps, like, you know, you want to see in terms of your stress, are your thoughts rational? Are you being rational? Like, if you're stressed out about a test, like, did you study? Do you know the material? And if you did, then, you know, trying to like, not to realize that the stress that you're feeling is like normal, like it's normal to have performance anxiety before a test. If you didn't study and you haven't done your homework, and you know, the stress you're feeling is probably because you feel like, you know, you're not going to do well, right? So trying to figure out and then learning from that and changing the behaviors that cause you sort of undue stress. Also, you know, do you have a routine for homework? Are you doing your homework early enough, like not to waiting till the last minute and not getting enough sleep? And then so you automatically start the day, you know, super anxious and stressed and tired and looking for those, you know, cycles in your life and things that you can curb. Ironically, this is going to sound strange. My younger son runs a little high strung. So I will like stop him from doing his homework sometimes. And say, no, you and I are going to play the Nintendo Switch right now. We're going to play, you know, I specifically bought Luigi Mansion 3 because it's a two-person player game and I want to play that with you. And it's not that I'm dying to play Luigi Mansion 3, although I actually am sometimes. It's that he needs, if he just sits down for like 4 hours straight of homework, you're maybe doing well for like 50 minutes and then the rest is just stress and anxiety. Like taking breaks, like giving yourself, like finding some things that you enjoy to do. Even if it's just like stopping and listening to a song, I've become one of these middle-aged people who now goes for walks sometimes. Like I listen to music, even when it's really cold. Sometimes I don't want to. I'm also a runner. Sometimes I don't want to run, but I always feel better after my run. Does that make sense? Like I've never run and then be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Like I feel so much worse right now. So I'm not saying everyone needs to run, but finding whatever your thing is in doing that, giving yourself a break. I know it's hard to socialize now for some people, but like checking in with each other, like, you know, hanging out with your friends, even if it's virtually, and rewarding yourself, right? Like we're often so much about punishment. You'll learn if you take AP psychology, you learn that there's punishment and reinforcement, right? It's like, what happens if you don't wear your mask properly at Dwight Englewood? You get in trouble. What happens if you do wear your mask properly at Dwight Englewood? I mean, you don't get COVID, but like nothing, they don't get rewarded necessarily for those things. So finding ways to reward yourself for the work that you do and realizing that you kind of deserve it. You need to cut yourself a break mentally often.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. To all of our listeners, our next episode will be coming soon. And thank you guys for tuning in. If you have any questions or are interested in joining the club, please feel free to reach out to sgilman24@d-e.org or jspinel23@d-e.org as well. Yeah, thank you for joining us and have a nice day.